Amid a wave of historic coal bankruptcies, states like Texas and Colorado have taken proactive steps to make sure that coal companies are on the hook for their future cleanup costs. In other states, like here in Wyoming, over $1 billion of these cleanup costs have gotten tied up in bankruptcy court. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports on why we are seeing different outcomes in different energy-rich states, starting off with a small town in central Texas called Elgin.
Travis Brown drives down a quiet country road. There are glimpses of a dark open pit mine. The operations here span thousands of acres. Tall equipment peeks through the trees.
It's an amazing operation. I mean, it's hard not to be impressed by the technology and you know, what they do here.
But Brown wants to be clear. He is not impressed.
If you don't focus so much on the devastation it causes, it's pretty amazing.
Brown lives a few miles down the road from the Three Oaks Mine, owned by Luminant, one of the largest coal companies in Texas. He heads up a coal industry watchdog group called Neighbors for Neighbors. A few years ago, the group and others, like the Sierra Club, became concerned about this mine.
Okay, we need to start raising a red flag about what might happen if they go bankrupt here.
And leave no money behind for cleanup, Brown explains.
In Texas, as in so many states,
like Wyoming, West Virginia, North Dakota, Colorado,
they had what they called self-bonding.
Self-bonding is essentially a corporate promise to pay for future mine cleanup backed by a company's financial strength, not real money.
The estimated cost of the cleanup of all their mines in Texas was over $1 billion.
All in self-bonds. In April of 2014, Luminant's parent company did indeed file for bankruptcy. And then, in June, regulators approved a plan for Luminant to replace the total value of its self-bonds with a collateral bond. That bond is backed by the parent company's assets and would be one of the first debts to be paid back. Now, that's exactly what is supposed to happen. The state of Colorado and Peabody Energy made a similar, much smaller deal in April of this year. But it hasn't happened anywhere else on the same scale. So why did it work in Texas? Travis Brown and other environmental advocates I talked to have a theory. Brown thinks this situation was a political liability for Texas regulators.
They were afraid the taxpayers would be left with foot in the bill to clean it up, and then they would be the guys that would get the blame for letting that happen.
But according to the regulators themselves at the Texas Railroad Commission, they were just following clear rules. If a company can't afford to self-bond, they have to replace those bonds with, quote, another form of acceptable financial assurance. And then there's the issue of timing. The commission had time to resolve the self-bonding situation with Luminant before bankruptcy.
Luminant was very upfront with the Railroad Commission early on.
Chess Blevins is the head of an industry group called the Texas Mining and Reclamation Association.
Where that may not have happened in other states with other companies.
In other states, like Wyoming, self-bonding and bankruptcy have unraveled very differently.
I'm Todd Parfit. I'm the director of the Department of Environmental Quality for Wyoming.
The DEQ, they're Wyoming's environmental regulators. Here, the state has over $1 billion in self-bonds held by two bankrupt coal companies, Peabody Energy and Arch Coal. So why don't they have full replacement bonds in hand? Well, a lot of reasons, they say. Regulators didn't always have the most recent financial information leading up to bankruptcy. And in some cases, once the companies actually filed for bankruptcy, regulators say their hands were tied by the court. But bottom line, Wyoming wants these companies to stay in business. And Parfit says if you can apply regulations in a reasonable way
that allows the mines or the industry to continue to operate and continues to keep people employed, why wouldn't you?
So what about the future? When I asked Parfit if he's confident that taxpayers won't have to foot the bill for any of this reclamation in the future,
I can't make that statement. There's always going to be risk.
Enough of a risk that the federal government recently announced that it will tighten its own self-bonding regulations. Because, a top regulator said, we now know that our self-bonding rules do not work. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.